This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli directs Nepal Telecom for delivering quality services. Parliamentary Hearing Committee approves Sewa Lamsal as Nepal's ambassador to Belgium. And Israel's military bombs residential buildings in Gaza's Beit Lahia, killing at least 19 Palestinians. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has directed the Nepal Dursanchar Company Limited, Nepal Telecom, for delivering quality services. The Prime Minister directed the telecom team to engage full-fledged efforts to provide service to the people. The telecom team reached the Prime Minister's office to inform about the amount of assistance deposited to the Prime Minister's Disaster Relief Fund. Prime Minister Oli assured that the government would extend support for equipment and technology if necessary and urged to keep the reputation of the organization as the property of the nation. On the occasion, Telecom's managing director, Sangeeta Arial, informed that ₹10.27 million has been deposited to the fund. The Parliamentary Hearing Committee has approved Foreign Secretary Sewa Lamsal as Nepal's next resident ambassador to Belgium. During the hearing on Wednesday, Ambassador-designate Lamsal presented her work plan outlining her commitment to strengthening the bilateral relations between Nepal and Belgium. She also emphasized her dedication to protecting and promoting Nepal's national interest in multilateral forums. Lamsal said her priority include promoting Nepali tourism and exploring opportunities for dignified employment for Nepalese. She will also be responsible for Nepal's diplomatic relation with the European Union, the Netherlands and Luxembourg. The Dhanvantari Jayanti and Arogyata Divas is being marked throughout the country today by organizing various programs. Dhanvantari Jayanti commemorates the birthday of Dhanvantari, the Hindu deity who propounded the Ayurveda, the Vedic medical practice based on herbal treatment. The Arogyata Divas is being celebrated coinciding with the Dhanvantari Jayanti since 1999 at the initiative of the people associated with the Ayurveda sector. The Ayurveda medical practitioners observe the day as an occasion to initiate their profession by making religious resolution. The day is being celebrated today by organizing program at the Singha Darbar Vaidya Khana Development Committee and various other sectors related to Ayurvedic. The mayor of Kathmandu Metropolitan City, Balindra Shah, expressed concern that the condition of the Singha Darbar Vaidya Khana Development Committee reflects the overall state of the country. At an event today marking Dhanvantari Jayanti, Mayor Shah stated that an institution with the potential to make significant contributions to the country's economy is currently struggling, which is a matter of concern. Mayor Shah reiterated that Ayurvedic treatment is rooted in our culture and tradition, so we must collectively preserve its existence. CPN Maoist Center Chairperson Pushpa Kamal Dahar Prachanda initiated the birth centenary program dedicated to Nara Bahadur Karmacharya, one of the founder leader of Nepal Communist Party, by garlanding the late leader's statue at Kumbeshwar today. Acting Chairperson of the Nara Bahadur Karmacharya Memorial Foundation, Giriraj Mani Pokhrel, said the birth centenary program would be marked throughout the year. To mark the same occasion, the foundation is organizing a symposium entitled 75 Years of Nepali Communist Movement and Future Responsibility at the Nepal Academy, Kamaladi, this afternoon. Karmacharya was the founding member of the Nepal Communist Party established at Bada Bazar, Kolkata, in India in 2006, Bikram Samvat. Karmacharya was involved in the popular movement to overthrow the Rana oligarchy. About 891 daughters have been so far enrolled in the daughter insurance program run by Bharatpur Metropolitan City. The daughters born from permanent residents of Bharatpur in government hospitals or health facility have been insured. According to Metropolis Health and Social Development Division's director, Shanta Kumari Paudel, the Metropolitan City pays ₹50,000 to the Rashtriya Bima Company for the insurance purpose within 15 years. The insurance company in turn will provide ₹100,000 to the insured. Import of goods has begun from the Rasuwagadi Trade Transit Point with the Rasuwagadi Kerung Highway coming into operation. The import has started with a resumption of the highway after its maintenance. Vehicular movement was completely disrupted along the highway after it was blocked due to recent heavy rains and floods. The volume of garbage to be disposed of at Banchari Dara has increased with the rise in river-based waste. According to Kathmandu Metropolitan City's Department of Environment Management, the Banchari Dara, a waste management site of the Kathmandu Valley, has to manage the waste also generated by the floods and landslides of late. The garbage collected daily has increased considerably. At present, 1,600 metric tons of waste is being managed daily. Environment Department Chief Sarita Rai said the metropolis has reiterated the need to manage waste as source, saying managing all the waste generated in the valley would reduce the lifespan of the area. Chief Rai added that many recyclable and usable goods that can be sold from production area have also been taken to Banchari Dara, Environment Department. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Israel's military has again bombed residential buildings in Gaza's Beit Lahia, killing at least 19 Palestinians. According to Al Jazeera, the bombing occurred as civilians in the besieged northern town searched for survivors in the aftermath of an earlier Israeli raid that killed nearly 100 people. According to the Palestinian civil defense in Gaza, the latest Israeli bombing late on Tuesday night hit several homes belonging to the Al-Lauf family. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres sent a letter on Tuesday to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu protesting a new law that could effectively cripple the UN agency responsible for aiding Palestinian refugees. According to the Agence France-Presse, the regulations approved by the Israeli parliament ban the UN agency from operating in Israel and occupied East Jerusalem. Likewise, the regulations also prevent it from communicating and coordinating with Israeli authorities, which could essentially end its work in Gaza and the occupied West Bank. Israel has long been at odds with the UN agency responsible for aiding Palestinian refugees and has alleged that some of its employees were involved in the October 7 Hamas attacks that triggered the war in Gaza. The ban is due to start in 3 months. In a historic move, New York City schools will close on November 1 to observe the Hindu festival Diwali. According to Asian News International, this marks the first time the city's schools have recognized the holiday. Dilip Chauhan, Deputy Commissioner of the Mayor's Office for International Affairs, said this year for the first time in the history of New York City, schools will be closed on Friday for the festival of Diwali. Furthermore, Chauhan highlighted the significance of this decision, citing years of advocacy from community leaders and officials. Now on to a sports update. Nepal defeated Scotland by 5 wickets in the one-day international under the ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2 series today. After losing the toss and being put to bat first at the Grand Prairie Stadium in Dallas, USA, Scotland were bowled out for just 154 runs in 41.4 overs at the loss of all wickets. Spinner Sandeep Lamithani took 3 wickets to limit Scotland's innings. Karan Casey, Sompal Kami and Gulshan Jha took 2 wickets each and Arif Sheikh dismissed 1. For Scotland, Mark Watt scored highest with 34 runs while other batsmen could not score significant runs. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology said the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly region and fair in remaining parts of the country. There is partial influence of westerly winds across the country and partial impacts of local winds in the hilly region. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly region of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and fair in remaining parts of the country. Light to moderate rain accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at one or two places of the hilly region of the rest of the provinces. Similarly, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces tonight. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of most provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli directs Nepal Telecom for delivering quality services. Parliamentary Hearing Committee approves Seva Lamsal as Nepal's ambassador to Belgium. And Israel's military bombs residential buildings in Gaza's Beit Lahia, killing at least 19 Palestinians. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 p.m. in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.